It's the year 1660. The harpsichord is hot. New York is still New Amsterdam, and Charles II is restored to the British throne. To mark that occasion, King Charles was presented with a huge gift, the Klenka Atlas. It was and remains the largest book in the world. In April, it will be publicly displayed, with its pages open for the first time in 350 years. Joining us is the curator of antiquarian mapping at the British Library in London, Tom Harper. Welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you for inviting me.
I feel like I'm doing stand-up comedy. So how big is the Klenka Atlas?
Well, it's big. It's big. And the Klenka Atlas was said by John Evelyn, upon seeing it in 1660, to be near 4 yards tall. That translates today as something like 9 feet tall. It's certainly a very heavy book as well, as I found out when I tried to move it with some colleagues the other day. It took 6 of us in total. We only travelled a short distance, but we were rather tired at the end of it all.
I bet you were. And I bet you were feeling a little small standing next to it.
It really is quite frightening when you stand next to this atlas. The atlas contains 39 maps. These maps were not originally intended for a book. They were intended to be placed on walls. And so it gives you some sort of idea of the grand gesture that Johannes Klenk had in giving it to Charles II in 1660.
So was it meant as a work of art because its pages were meant to hang on a wall?
Well, yes. These were marvellous maps which were created with lots of decorative flourishes around them and engraved in copper plates to an exquisite style. And to put these things all together in a book was really to show that works of art were fit for a king.
Do you think it's possible to put a price, a value, on the Klenk Atlas?
I'd be very reluctant to do so, but I could certainly try and get out of your question, if you like.
It's priceless, in other words.
Well, it is, yes. It's from the collection of the Kings and Queens of England. The exhibition is a great opportunity to get out the crown jewels.
The geographical crown jewels.
The geographical crown jewels. I like that. I might use that again, Leanne.
It's yours.
Thank you.
Tom Harper is curator of antiquarian mapping at the British Library in London. In April, the giant Klenka Atlas goes on display there. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This is NPR News.